Hey everyone, welcome back to the Your Fielder's Choice NBA podcast. I'm your host, Devin, joined as always by Chris. How are you doing today, Chris?
Doing good. Tuesday, getting ready for the All-Star break. Last night sucked, but you know what? It's the life of a DFS player. You live and you learn and you move on.
Yeah, we actually made a couple pretty good calls on the pod, just kind of ended up in a funny spot in cash. Obviously, we were all over the Joker. That played out exactly as we predicted. What I didn't see coming and what screwed me is Embiid carried a very, not just a questionable tag, but a very questionable tag. So even when he was rolled in, I was very skeptical that he would be, full run, full minutes, anything like that. And he went just nuts. I mean, that game was over by half thanks to him. So kind of hurt us for sure. But like you said, you live and you learn on that one. That was kind of our fault for just not trusting that if he's a go, he's a go. So it is what it is in that situation. So,
And our lock of the slate, PJ Washington, he sucked.
yeah, ball got all the usage. So Charlotte's becoming—they're kind of a bitch to predict.
No, yeah, they really are. They got so many guys that can go off, and it's just yeah, they're not consistent, not consistent enough.
Nope, Gordon can be really hard to predict. Ball, Rozier's shown 50-point upside, followed by 10 points. I mean, they're just kind of all over the place. So
If
let's
Graham's
go ahead.
healthy, he's good. So, I mean, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, for sure. So let's go ahead and jump into today's slate. As always, we're looking position by position using FanDuel positioning because it's easier, but we'll overlap with DraftKings as always. So starting over at point guard. We don't really have much news. White remains out. We've got to see. Looks like Alfred Payton is still doubtful, so that opens up some of that New York value we've had lately. Campazzo's gonna miss. What'd they say? The next three or four games or something? Yeah, next three. It looks like so. Campazzo remains out. Ish Smith remains out. Some of those. Same guys who have been out. Other than that, we're pretty good. Are there any rest candidates I'm overlooking here that you can think of? I think
No, I mean, there's a few teams that
we're
played, but
okay.
Denver's too shorthanded to sit anybody.
Yeah,
Yeah, I don't
Kemba
think,
should be
I think we're good.
good. Yeah, I think we're good just looking through here quick. Sometimes these days can blend together and I forget who exactly played yesterday. Yeah, shouldn't have any rest to worry about. So things start. We've got Westbrook under 10K over on FanDuel. He's on 9-6. That's a pretty nice price. He's really starting to play well. He's got triple doubles, one, two, three in his last six games. Oh, even more than that.
Four in
Five
his
in his
last five.
last, yeah, five in his last eight or so. So he's starting to get back to that triple double guy, really. And this team's winning all of a sudden. So they're at home. He's playing better. Still getting Westbrook under 10K on FanDuel. That's a pretty nice price, and I think he's going to be pretty popular over there. He's 10-1 on DraftKings, which is still nice, still absolutely in play. But you're getting a $500 discount over on FanDuel. He's pretty clearly the top payup option over there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I still like his price on DraftKings. I mean, he's what the fourth highest priced guy on the slate over there. Going against Memphis, he likes to run a little bit. Like you said, he's starting to play a lot better. I don't mind his price at 10-1 on DraftKings.
Yeah, I mean he's still at 1.46 fantasy points per minute. LeBron's at 1.48 for $600 more. So Westbrook still technically is a nice price for sure on both sides. With no White, that means we still have Patty Mills in play. He's still under 4K on FanDuel at 3.9. They've been very slow to adjust his price. He's 4.7 on DraftKings. So again, another situation where he's technically in play on both sites, but it's a pricing discrepancy over here on FanDuel. So Patty Mills and Westbrook will be a very popular pairing. You also gotta like Ja in that Washington matchup on the other side. As good as Westbrook is, he loves to run, which means up tempo, and he's not gonna play a ton of defense. Pick up some steals and stuff, but I'm never scared to go at Westbrook. So certainly like Ja at only 7,100, and only 7K on FanDuel is, or on DraftKings is also a very nice price.
Yeah, that's a super low for him. I mean, he's an 8K mid-8K player, getting him at 7K against Washington. I really like that play. He should smash this matchup with against Washington, because we know Westbrook doesn't like to play defense.
Yeah, and I think he's going to be pretty chalky at that price, but for good reason. Always love targeting Washington, that they just play such a high pace. So certainly something we like. We do have, I mentioned, Alfred Payton is doubtful, so that brings Derrick Rose into play. 6-2 on FanDuel, 5-9 on DraftKings. Certainly a nice play. He's been playing decent. And then no Campazzo means Monte Morris will continue to see a little bit of extra run. So he certainly is in play on both sides as well at 4-8 on FanDuel and 4-6 on DraftKings.
He should start. He started last night, played 34 minutes, and didn't do jack. Chicago only had 15 DraftKings points. They're going to need him. I mean, they're down so many guys that, I mean, 4,600 getting 34 minutes. I mean, hoping he can get over 20 fantasy points with that kind of minutes. But they're just going to need him. They won last night by 6, but they were up pretty big, weren't they? And then they blew it. I don't remember if I remember correctly. They're not going to be able to do that tonight, so they're going to need Morris to step up, in my opinion.
Yeah, and they were everything funneled through Jokic, which we literally said was going to happen. He still has a really nice matchup tonight, but they're going to need some better guard play here. So I think that Morris will play much better tonight. All right, let me see what we got position eligibility wise on DraftKings. Make sure I'm not missing anybody. Chris Paul, Deontay Murray, these guys are also viable plays. Patrick Beverley is a viable punt at the board at 3.8K. And we'll get into some of these multi-position guys once we get into that position. So let's go ahead and move over to shooting guard. Check our news here. Marcus Smart obviously remains out. He's been out forever at this point. Cam Reddish is out. Grayson Allen is out. Gary Harris remains out.
Jaylen Brown's questionable, but I think he's a small forward on DraftKings or FanDuel. That's why you didn't mention. Sorry.
He's listed at small forward. Actually, there's a lot of GTDs over at small forward. So we've got a couple big boys up top. You got Paul George, you've got DeRozan, you've got Beal. Paul George is only 7,900 on FanDuel, which, man, getting him under 8K feels like a steal here.
Yeah, I mean, I would. It feels like a steal, but I mean, he hasn't scored over 40 points in 3 games on fantasy points. He even had a 28 pointer against Memphis 3 games ago. So I mean, it looks like he's just I don't know, something's going on. He's seeing the minutes. He's just not doing things that we're used to Paul George doing.
Yeah, that's interesting. His log is, I don't know, his scoring's down a little bit. Rebounds and assists are still decent. So, I mean, I still like that price, but yeah, you don't have to play him for sure. Especially because, you know, I mentioned Grayson Allen's out. So we've got Dylan Brooks at 5-2. You know, he should see 30 minutes here in a nice up-tempo matchup against Washington. We've got Lonnie Walker, who should continue to see nice minutes. At 4,200. And then we've got the big one is, assuming he starts again, we got Desmond Bane once again at only 3.5K on FanDuel and 3.4K on DraftKings.
Yeah, I think this is one of the better value plays on the slate. Wings and guards against Washington, there's a good spot to target. He scored 32.75 DraftKings points last time against Houston. I think this is the same kind of matchup for him, to where he can go off for 25 plus at 3,400. So I think if he's starting, he's one of the better value plays of the slate.
I think if he's starting, you got to lock him in on both sides.
Yeah, I think
in that matchup. Yeah, I would rather take Bane and instead of forcing in Paul George after, I mean, you're right, the George price is certainly intriguing on paper, but it's kind of justified considering his recent form. So yeah, give me Bane, assuming he's starting. I don't see why he wouldn't. He played well. Lonnie Walker played really well last game as well, so I certainly like that as well. He put up 38.8 on FanDuel. It's a nice matchup against New York here, so that's certainly a strong play as well. What do you think of Dozier? Ended up getting 18 minutes yesterday, so he did see an increase of 4 minutes. He didn't do a ton with it. Are you staying away from that since we have the nice value in a Bane here?
Man, I don't know. I was hoping we talked about this Denver situation because Ken Carr got the minutes last night. He got 20, and he scored 16 fantasy points. That's, I think, the most minutes he's played all year, and that came out of nowhere. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm gonna go Bane, but I mean, Denver's just so shorthanded that I just don't know how Dozier doesn't get 18 to 25 minutes again, but the question is, can he do something against Milwaukee? And I don't think he can.
Yeah, I feel like if we absolutely have to take the value with him, he's on 3-2, probably gonna see. I bet you he sees 20 minutes today. They're slowly easing his minutes up. 14 his first game back, 18 yesterday. I guess my only worry would be it is a back to back, so maybe they keep him right around 18. If I don't need the value, which there is some value at some other positions we'll get to, probably safer just to fade that play.
Yeah, no, I think I'm there too. I mean, I liked him last night as a GPP play, but if let's say 10 of those minutes that went to Kankar went to Dozier, we could be looking at a different story today. But with Kankar getting those 20 minutes last night, it kind of makes Dozier very risky, in my opinion. I mean, you need him to get 20 plus minutes and score more than 11 fantasy points.
Yep. One play over on DraftKings. I really like the pricing here. Bradley Beal is 9.7K on DraftKings. He's 10-2 on FanDuel. So again, one of these pricing discrepancies that's gonna push ownership to him on DraftKings. And he's been balling. So you're getting 9.7K for the leading scorer in the NBA here in a decent matchup.
Here's one that, I mean, this is really going out on a limb here. He's got a minutes restriction. We don't know what it is yet, but Bogdanovich for Atlanta, he hasn't played in almost 2 months, but he's 3K. The guy can shoot. If he gets hot at 3K, he could play 15 minutes and put up 25 fantasy points. Definitely GPP only, but if you're looking for the risky, low owned play today, I think they're going to give him about 15 to 20 minutes, maybe. And he can put up a good fantasy scoring at 3K at that price.
Yeah, I mean, I like that. I'm gonna need him to get going here, so
I mean, they're out. Hunter, Reddish, Cam Reddish, Hunter, Chris Dunn. So they're out some guys. So he's gonna see some minutes. I bet he takes the Solomon Hill minutes. And I think we see him around 15 to 18 minutes tonight. And like I said, if he gets hot from downtown, the guy can shoot. So I mean, he could put up 20, 25 fantasy points in 10, 15 minutes.
really sucks. Atlanta's just
They
gotten
fired their
raw
coach
on.
today.
Yeah, they did. Which sucks for him because really they've gotten the raw end of the deal. I mean, who's been healthy for them this year? Essentially, every player's missed a handful of games at least. It's been nuts. So every year you see that happen to a team, and this year is Atlanta, which is ironic because we talked really highly of them going into the season, and I went as far as to saying I thought they could make the finals if they, played up to their potential. Well, doesn't matter when you're missing, they're, because I love their depth, but they've literally been missing three, four guys every single night the whole season. So kind of sucks. But I continue to root for them because I actually really like Trae Young and I like some of these young pieces they got. I think they're a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, no, I agree.
All right, let's move over to the three. Actually, before I do, let me mention some multi-position eligibility over on DraftKings. Monte Morris does carry point guard and shooting guard. Desmond Bane is two and the three. Derrick Rose, point guard, shooting guard. Bradley Beal, shooting guard only. Dylan Brooks, shooting guard, small forward. We also have Patty Mills also carries point guard and shooting guard, and PJ Dozier is shooting guard, small forward. So we do have some flexibility at the spot, which I always love. Let's move over to the three. We've got two of our favorites who just love to troll people, Chris Middleton and Michael Porter Jr. playing each other.
They're both in good spots, but I don't know. I'm very high on Kawhi Leonard tonight at 8-8 on DraftKings compared to 9-7 on FanDuel. I think that's just too low. And if I'm playing one of the Clippers, I think it's going to be Kawhi under 9K.
Yeah, that's a very nice price over on DraftKings there. $900 difference. He's averaging 1.34 fantasy points per minute. Love that. Love that price a lot, which is why on FanDuel we're seeing more of the mid-range or lower value here with, you know, Middleton, Michael Porter. I think Michael Porter's coming off, I think he had his career high, 15 rebounds yesterday. He's actually been playing well lately. 18 real points, 20, 17, double-digit rebounds in four straight. If that guy just realized that he's tall, he should be rebounding 10 times a game. So it's nice to see him stepping up and adding some of those peripherals, because he's always kind of been super scoring dependent, which could make his log inconsistent. So if he's going to start chipping in a double-double, I really like that, especially over on FanDuel at 6'3". That's a 6'7 on DraftKings, certainly in play as well, but a couple $100 cheaper on FanDuel is a very nice price. So like I said, I kind of like that mid-range here with Middleton, Porter. You could go Will Barton, RJ Barrett. There's some strong options here. And then on DraftKings, I agree. I love that Kawhi price.
Yeah, and then you got to take a look at Justice Winslow and what he's doing. Yeah, he's only playing around 20, 25 minutes a game. But he's doing it all for Memphis, and this is just too good of a matchup for 3,900. He put up 29 fantasy points last game against Houston. Like I said earlier with Bane, it's kind of the same kind of matchup against Washington. If he puts up 29 fantasy points at 3,900, if you get him and Bane, then those are your two value plays, and the rest should fall into place.
Dude, Justice Winslow is really good. Like, yeah. when that dude's healthy.
He does it all, man. I mean, he rebounds, yeah, assists, he steals, really blocks. I mean, he can do it all.
Yeah, so I love that 3-9 over on DraftKings. It does carry point guard eligibility as well. So the rare LeBron setup with the point guard small forward. So I definitely like that play. FanDuel's a little more aggressive with him at 4-4. He's technically still in play there. But you can get some guys who are a little bit safer of minutes right around the same price, like a Will Barton. But yeah, 3-9, I love that price on DraftKings.
I like this Memphis team as a whole, but I'm leaning right now just taking those two value plays for Memphis and Bane and Winslow, and then, you know, letting everybody else play. I mean, yeah, Dylan Brooks is in a good spot, but I really like the two value plays for Memphis tonight.
No, absolutely. I mean, both under 4K should see, you know, 20 plus minutes. I think Winslow, they'll try and give him a little bit more here if they can. Up-tempo matchup is, just, again, we love targeting Washington, so absolutely love both those plays. Looking at some multi-position eligibility here, you mentioned Bane. Bane does carry the small forward tag as well. Dylan Brooks, Winslow. Kawhi is small forward only. Porter is small forward, power forward. DeRozan carries the small forward. RJ Barrett, small forward only. And then, of course, we didn't even mention, but LeBron James always in play. 1.4 fantasy points per minute. He had just a monster game his last time out. Was the top scorer on the slate. So, I mean, we don't really need to tell you LeBron James is always in play.
Yeah, Winslow's the lowest I'm going tonight at this position. Don't think there's anybody below him other than maybe Bogdanovich as a GPP play at 3K. But
yep.
Look at Porter and Winslow and Brooks and Bane. So,
yep, absolutely. Moving over to the four, we got start with a value play here, and Nerlens Noel coming off of a really good game in which he played 39 minutes on Sunday, put up 40 points. He had 8 points, 11 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 blocks, 3 steals. So this guy's a block steal, especially blocks. This guy's good for, you can give him, pencil him in for 2 or 3 a game. And if he's going to play 39 and 41 minutes the last two games, you certainly got to like that here at 5'2 and 5'5 on the sites.
Yeah, he's taking full advantage of Robinson being out, and I like what I'm seeing out of him. I mean, if I get 40 minutes out of Noel, he's going to get 30 fantasy points, which is not fantastic in terms of points per dollar, or points per minute. But I mean, San Antonio's not what they used to be down low. So Noel, he's for sure in play at 5,200 tonight. He's a center eligible only on DraftKings though.
Yeah, the biggest thing is seeing that those minutes to get 39 and 41. That's really encouraging. He had been in the low 20s before that. So I like that we can get potentially massive minutes here at a discount. Yeah, he's listed at the 4 on FanDuel, the 5 on DraftKings. Gotta love when they do that. Obviously, your pay up option at the position is Giannis, who's just been on an absolute tear lately, really putting this team on his back. Put up 71. Yeah, I mean 71. His down games are 50s. Literally, he hasn't been below 50 since February 8th. So you're talking about a 50 point floor right now with 70 to 80 point upside.
And who on Denver is going to guard him tonight? I mean,
he's too athletic for Joker, and he's everybody else.
He's going to go off tonight. I mean, I think he's the clear top pay up option. I mean, if I had to pick between him and Westbrook, I'm finding $900 for Giannis on DraftKings. That is, I mean, he's 11K, 11.3 on FanDuel, a little bit different, but I mean, on DraftKings, I'm finding the $900 to get Giannis in tonight.
Yeah, and I think you are going to want to try and make Giannis work on both sites, even at that price on FanDuel. You know, we have some value that we've talked about, so you can do it. It's just, man, what he's doing right now is nuts. And so moving on at the 4, we also have Bam, Julius Randle, kind of the next tier if you can't get to Giannis, especially on FanDuel. Both guys are averaging over 1.22 fantasy points per minute, which is solid numbers. Bam gets a good matchup against Atlanta. Julius Randle gets a decent matchup against the Spurs. Bam's been triple-double threat lately. Randle's been playing really well as himself, dropped 50 in 2 straight, over 40 in 5 straight. He's another guy, his floor has been super high. We project him at 44 points, project Bam at 42. So we've got some nice Bam's actually got 40 or more in 7 straight. So Bam's quietly playing really, really well as well. So those are your secondary options if you cannot get up to Giannis. Bam is there and makes Bam and Julius Randle are there and make for solid plays as well. Yeah, so those are you're gonna want to pay up for one of those big three, especially on FanDuel with Noel. Will be chalky. On DraftKings, we've got, again, Giannis. We've got, just check this position eligibility. Randle is your pay down if you cannot get up to Giannis. You've got Randle. We do have some punt options. How do you feel about these? We've got Markieff Morris, who's been starting, especially if Kuzma's out. Kuzma is questionable. Let me check his official status here. Kuzma is, okay, he's probable. Okay, so that's not what I was hoping to see, but we've got Markieff Morris and we've got Obi Toppin, both under 3.5. Do you like either of these guys? And you got Xavier Tillman.
No, I don't. Maybe Toppin. but definitely no Morris.
Yeah, Morris. He does have over 20 in 2 of his last 3. So the issue is, It's far from a lock that he's going to do that. He had one game where he played 17 minutes and scored 1.2. Another game where he played 17 minutes, scored 13.4. Game where he played 22 minutes, scored 12.3. So it's a risk if you go there at 3.4. It's certainly not a slam dunk by any means. So understand that you're taking that risk. Let me see what Obi's listed at. I think he might be at the 3 on FanDuel. Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
So Obi only played 18 minutes last game. So again, you're kind of taking a risk here. I would much prefer Winslow, Bane, like we keep talking about.
Me too. Me too.
All right. So let's move over to the 5, where we've got, starts with a big boy. We've got Jokic here at 11K, 10-8. I mean, as much as we say, who's going to stop Giannis, on the flip side here, who's going to stop Joker?
No one. I mean, it comes down to who you're going to pick, Jokic or Giannis. Right now, I'm still leaning Giannis. He's just too good. I mean, Joker's good, but I'm just leaning Giannis in this matchup.
Yeah, Giannis is safer to get like 60s. So Jokic is going to give you like high 50s, whereas Giannis is going to give you 60s. So if you can get that extra couple $100, I certainly like Giannis as well. Prefer him. But I like both. I mean, 1.66 DraftKings points per minute for Jokic, 1.71 for Giannis. So nobody is even close to that. LeBron's the next closest at 1.48. So, I mean, they are heads and shoulders above everybody else DFS-wise. I think the only other one in the league that's actually close is Embiid. I think Embiid's 1.6 and change. So those are pretty clearly that Jokic is pretty clearly the top center on the board. And then we mentioned Noel is listed at center only on DraftKings. You could definitely go Giannis at the 4, Noel at the 5 here. You could make, I'm sure we'd have to play with it, but I'm sure you could technically make all three of those guys fit. If you're not playing Jokic on FanDuel, then consider Valanciunas at only 7K. 1.24 fantasy points per minute is quietly one of the better on the whole slate, coming in at 7K, up-tempo matchup against Washington. We've mentioned a lot of Memphis guys here today, but my only issue is he only played 12 minutes last game, but I believe that was that game was like...
It was over in the first quarter.
First quarter, right? Yeah, yeah. Wasn't that game like... The score was insane.
Memphis had 70 at half, and Houston had like 36.
That's what it was. It was the 67-32 or something like that. I even commented in the premium room when I saw that score. So yeah, he played 12 minutes. So I'm not gonna let that scare me away. Probably gonna give you 40 here in this matchup. So obviously, yeah, I prefer the Joker, but if you can't get up to him over on FanDuel, that's pretty nice little secondary piece is Valanciunas.
No, I agree 100%. I mean, I do like this matchup. I mean, he should smash. I mean, honestly, this is a pretty easy position on DraftKings. It's Giannis, Joker, Valanciunas, or Noel. I mean, I really like Noel tonight at 5-2. I don't see anybody below him that I really, really like. So I think the lowest in cash I'm going is Noel.
What do you think of, he's popping on a cheat right now, and he has played 30 minutes in 2 straight, over 20 in 8 straight. What do you think of Brook Lopez here?
I mean, he's going to have to play. But can you trust him against Joker? I mean, I'd rather go Bobby Portis at 4,700, who's getting around the same fantasy points in less minutes. I know it's kind of risky, but I'd like Portis a lot better for 600 more.
Portis is still quietly doing pretty good things for these guys. Yeah, my worry there is, can either one of them stay out of foul trouble?
No.
But, you know, you're looking at, they're going to need the size. So technically, again, if you kind of land there, I think that's okay. We do have Xavier Tillman showing some ownership as well, but he's not playing very well lately. So I'm not sure I want to take a chance on any of these Morris, Toppin, or Tillman plays. Hopefully we get some news that gives us a little bit safer of a play than any of those guys. Because if you're looking at logs and minutes, none of them feel very good.
No, they really don't. I mean, I think your value is that Memphis value, and then you go down to Noel at center, and then you try to get Giannis and maybe Westbrook, or Giannis and Ja, and go from there. And or I mean, don't forget Kawhi. I forgot Kawhi Leonard there at 8'8", but I mean, there's no point in paying down for Brook Lopez and Cash tonight, in my opinion, because I just don't see him doing a lot, because they're going to need him to stop Lope or Joker. But he could get in foul trouble easy, so he's kind of a risky play.
Yep, I agree. All right, who is your favorite GPP play or plays?
This is tough, because all the good ones we've talked about are cash plays. Looking at it, kind of like Jimmy Butler against Atlanta. 9,200 is a little steep, but he should be okay. And then you mentioned him earlier, but Bradley Beal under 10K, that's a solid price for him. I like him a lot today. My cheaper play, there isn't one. Bobby Portis. I like Bobby Portis. I still like him. They're going to need him in this matchup.
Yeah. If he plays, I'm not sure he will, but I like Saric. He started playing better before he got hurt here. They're really, it's kind of been a revolving door here for these guys at the forward position. You know, Cameron Johnson was starting earlier in the year. Saric has kind of been up and down minutes wise. They keep trying Jay Crowder. It doesn't lead to a ton. So they're kind of all over the place. So if Saric plays, yeah, Jay Crowder played 26 minutes the other day, had 0 real points. I just don't know how you can do that in the NBA. If he can't get, he only had 3 points the game before that. I just, in the league, you need to score. I could see Saric getting a little bit more run here if Jay Crowder can't figure out how to put the ball in the hoop here a little bit. So watch his status. Watch his status. But I like Saric for under 4K. Has Quickly done anything with these injuries? I haven't looked at what his log looks like here. No, he's still only getting like 15 minutes. So yeah, I guess Saric, assuming he plays. And then, yeah, a lot of these big boys we talked about. Jimmy Butler's price is nice. Love Bradley Beal on DraftKings at that price. Kawhi as well. Bam's a guy who's been, you were away for that, but Bam's log's really nice too. Bam's got like 40 or more in 7 straight or something. So Bam's a solid little pivot as well, away from some of these other big guys.
Yeah, no, I like his log. It's solid, and Atlanta's not very good down low.
No, definitely not. So, all right. Anything else?
That's it, man. Hope good luck, everybody, and check out the cheat sheet in a little bit.
Yep. Well, cheat sheets live. Top plays is coming shortly. We also have added a new wrinkle to our NBA coverage with our prop shop article, which is just a couple prop bets to consider. I'm actually looking at them right now. We've got New Orleans Noel over 9.5 rebounds, Jokic over 10.5 rebounds, Marc Gasol over 6.5 points. So just another little wrinkle. We're trying to add in some more wager style to what we offer here. So keep an eye on that kind of stuff as well. If you are in a state that has legalized gambling, that you have not signed up for any site, reach out to us first, because we are partners with a few different options. We may not be available in your state, but reach out and we will check for you and get back to you. So, all right, with all that being said, we'll catch you next time and good luck.